For a guy who humbly calls himself the guy that dances with his family on his social media platforms, my next guest sure has made a name for himself in the digital space. With 2.5 million followers on TikTok, Chad Jones is part of a group of young South Africans leveraging their youth, their creativity and their smartphones to carve out impressive and lucrative careers for themselves. Chad, who hails from Gqeberha, has been able to quit his 9-to-5 software developer job to pursue content creation full-time, and I am thrilled that he joins us in studio. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning to
you. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for coming in. Listen, you've got to tell us how this all began for you, from signing up to TikTok to now having more than 2.5 million.
I know, it's crazy, right?
It's crazy.
But to be very honest, it happened by accident.
Go on then, tell the story.
Okay, so yeah, like you mentioned, I was two years in the software industry, and then there was lockdown that happened, the whole COVID-19.
Mm.
I didn't know what TikTok was before that. Like, I didn't even know what it was.
Okay.
Scrolling on Facebook, and then I see these watermarks on the videos. I'm like, what is TikTok? Started to research, dive in a bit deeper, downloaded the app, see that people were just having fun, being themselves, mostly dancing.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, why don't my family and I just try this for us? I mean, and I had to do a bit of convincing.
Did you?
To my parents, yeah, for my parents. But I showed them that I don't have followers, so...
I love that.
If I post...
No one's going to see it.
No one's going to see it but us. And then, apparently, yeah, back then, I found out that there was such thing as an algorithm because my videos started getting pushed to, like 50,000 views later, and then, I'm basically apologizing for putting them out there. But then everyone, the support and love we got, the demand for more videos, then we just started making more and it snowballed.
So how long between logging on and you sign up and you say, okay, I'll give this tickety-tock thing a bash, how long before you hit your first, let's say your first significant number is 10,000. How long before you're at 10,000?
I think it took me like less than a week.
I'm definitely doing something wrong.
I did post every night or every day.
Oh, I've posted like 4 videos in the last 4 years. I need to get... I've got no idea what I'm doing. Okay, and then your first million.
Yes. I think that came just over a year.
That must have felt good.
Yes. And then I think within now 2 years, it's like 2.5. So it's just growing even faster.
You are on the cover of Bono magazine.
Yes.
Hey.
I know.
It's a great
picture. With a whole bunch of
fellow TikTok-y type people doing your thing. It's for my generation, because it's not that. It's just that I haven't yet really embarked on the TikTok thing, which I would like to change. But
you've got to get into it.
I've got to get into it. Listen, at 9 o'clock, you've got 3 minutes during the news to teach me one thing that I can do on TikTok. And then I can say, listen, don't talk to me, because Chad Jones actually told me how to do this. So now I know how it all works and stuff. It's a platform that really, it's not an ageist platform, actually, is it?
No.
There's all sorts of ages and people doing their things on there,
100%.
I
would say every person's feed is tailored to what they like.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
But I think in the beginning it was just those corny dances that got it into people's head that, like, okay, this is for teenagers only.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Okay. Well, it's you and a bunch of other social media sensations who are on the cover of the magazine. It's fantastic. It's for Youth Month, obviously. Tell us about the fact that you've been able to give up your day job.
Yeah. And software engineering was quite a job.
Must have paid all right as well.
Yes,
to be
it was
fair.
A good paying job. Yeah,
this is a better paying job.
Yes,
talk to me about that. I don't need figures necessarily,
or maybe I do.
it's lucrative what you do. How?
Yes.
Explain to me, how is it lucrative?
Okay, it was a bit risky as well, because you don't know if brands are going to approach you every month. Because I was currently relying on brand deals.
Okay.
Yes. So I try to do the social media and the job for 1 year, and it was like way too much.
Okay.
And social media, the turnover time is like, okay, we'll fly you up the next day. And now I can't tell my boss, I'm going to be away the next day because you have to put in leave and it's this whole process.
So what kind of brands are you working with? Give us an idea of how they approach you and what do they say? What's the language that goes on?
Okay, so currently I'm working with brands like Fanta, SAB,
okay,
Volkswagen, Elise clothing brands. So there's quite a lot. Yeah.
And do you have management or are you management?
I'm my own management. I'm my own everything.
My own editor,
my own videographer.
Okay,
my own
all right.
Manager.
So what? Yeah. They slide into your DMs and say, "Hey, Chad, do you want a pot of cash for mentioning us on your TikTok?"
Yeah, but then I would be like, "Okay, I want this on black and white. Email me."
Okay.
Yeah. So I have like an email address. Everything goes through there.
I know I said I wasn't going to ask numbers. I lied. I need to know. Give me an idea. Just give me a ballpark of what you can command for a video. Yeah, for a video.
Depending.
Look at your sister's face. She's like, is he actually gonna tell?
So I have a family rate as well. If brands want my family,
get in. Because mum and dad aren't playing.
So it would range between 20,000 and 40,000 per video. Depending on what they want, if they want me to come up with the idea, if they want me to choreograph the thing, if they want my parents involved. So there's like a whole lot of aspects that go into it.
Tell me, and how did you know that that's what you could charge?
You see, so I learned the hard way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were you exploited for a while?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I imagine there's an awful lot of people who were.
Yeah, yeah. So in the beginning, I would do videos for like food vouchers because obviously I had a paying job.
Got it.
And I was like, okay, R1,000 for one video. I mean, it's extra cash.
Sure.
Yeah. Until I started collaborating with other creators and getting into those talks. And I'm like, okay, I can actually start charging because brands are paying this and this for these people. Similar followers, less followers than me, more followers than me. So I started thinking, okay, this could actually turn into like a business.
And so your parents must be pretty happy about it.
Yeah. Well, for branded videos, they get paid as well.
Yeah.
So, by me.
By you, exactly. Yeah. Oh, how the worm has turned.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Where do you see yourself, Chad, in 5 years' time, for example? We don't know what TikTok is. We don't know where it's going to go. It seems like it's just going to keep going into the stratosphere, but we don't know.
Yeah.
Right? So what next? What's the plan after being Chad Jones of TikTok?
To be very honest, there's no set plan.
Good for you. How old are you?
I'm pretty old. No, I'm 27.
No. You're 27. You don't need a plan. You don't need a plan at this point. But what is the plan?
Okay, so I would like to like open up some sort of business. Yeah, but like things are moving so quickly. I'm even going to be on a movie that's releasing 24th of June.
Come on, what's it called? Can you talk about it?
Yeah.
Oh, go on.
It's called Strooi.
Okay.
It's an action Afrikaans movie.
Okay.
Airing on CakeNet.
How's your Afrikaans?
I mean, I got like a 65% in school.
Not great.
So, yeah.
Pretty poor. Okay, good.
Exactly. Yep. So yeah, it's about bridesmaid and the groom.
He doesn't need to know because he's getting 40.
But they fall in love. The bridesmaid and the best man. They fall in love. So I'm getting married.
Oh, so
I have to say vowels in Afrikaans. Crazy.
So at this point, you're just taking.
Yeah,
I'm riding the wave.
Exactly.
You're riding the wave.
Yeah.
I love that.
So I've been like you say, on Bonner magazine,
fantastic,
in a movie. So you never know what's going to be next.
When you were okay, so 17 years ago, when you were 10, if my maths is correct, what did Chad want to be when he was 10?
When I was 10, I don't even know if I thought of that.
Right.
Yeah.
So it was, I mean, you couldn't have known that you were going to be this.
I just knew I wanted to make money.
And there you've got it, you see.
Yeah.
you've done it.
You've got to manifest.
You've got it. Yes, sir, indeed. You do have to manifest. Listen, it's been such a treat to have you in studio. You're never quite sure, I have to say, with TikTok-y people and influencer people. Do you like the term influencer, by the way? Or are you neither here nor there?
So funny thing, when I was in my 9 to 5,
yeah,
I was one of those who were like, what is an influence? How can you even call that a job? What do you guys what do you guys even do?
Right.
Yeah, and now I'm one of them.
And now here you are.
Yeah.
And now here you are.
But I think I'd prefer the term social media content creator.
So, but yeah. it is what you do, social media content creator. Just tell us how we can find you, follow you, and all that sort of jazz, please.
Okay, so on my Instagram, I think it's Chad_13Jones.
Okay.
And on TikTok, it is ChadJones957. And on YouTube, it's @YouJonesFamily, because that's like our hashtag.
Okay, I love that.
So that's like the family page. And on Facebook, it's also The Jones Family.
That's what I mean, the Jones family.
Yeah.
He is Chad Jones of the Jones family. 2.5 million. Let's get to 4 by December, please. Four million. But if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Should be all right.
Yeah, should be all right. Coming up after the news at 9 o'clock, we have got Gavin Gray.